USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A status hearing for accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz is over, but not before things got a bit heated in the courtroom. At one point, the judge ordered a recess after a tense exchange with Cruz's public defender.
Judge, you are putting words into my mouth.
You are being disrespectful.
Judge, I have to repeat myself for you so that you can understand what I'm saying.
Ms. McNeil, we're going to take a five-minute recess. You need to take a deep breath.
The exchange happened during a debate over evidence the defense wants turned over from prosecutors and police. A West Texas deputy is clinging to life following a shooting. El Paso County Sheriff Richard Riles says the deputy was shot multiple times early this morning during a traffic stop. Doctors are currently performing emergency surgery. It's not known why the suspects opened fire on the deputy, but they are in custody pending charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Two more U.S. service members have lost their lives in Afghanistan. The statement released by the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission did not provide a lot of details, saying only that the duo was killed while conducting an operation. There are more than 8,000 American forces in Afghanistan working to help the Afghan troops in fighting the Taliban. World Water Day takes place every year on March 22nd to highlight the importance of water in the life of everyone. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Clean water frees people from deadly diseases, while it liberates others from gathering dirty water from contaminated sources. Holly Frew is with World Vision.
There are 844 million people that still do not have access to clean water, which is really hard for us to fathom because, you know, we get to just walk to the tap every day and, like, you know, get clean water, and that's not the case around the world.
Globally, nearly 1,000 children under the age of 5 die every day from contaminated water. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many high-profile Democrats have advocated for expanding the Supreme Court justices, including 2020 presidential candidates Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Robert O'Rourke. Republican Congressman Mark Green from Tennessee recently announced that he will be introducing an amendment that would limit the Supreme Court to only 9 members. He explains to Fox News why.
My oath was to the Constitution, to defend the Constitution of the United States, and that's what this is, a big threat to the Constitution. Court packing is simply just the left's attempt to put activist judges on the court.
There's no word yet on when Jeanine Pirro will be returning to Fox News. Here's the latest from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Her Fox News primetime show, Justice with Judge Jeanine, has been bumped for a second straight week without explanation. Instead of Justice with Judge Jeanine, Fox will be airing Scandalous, the trial of William Kennedy Smith, at 9 p.m. Eastern, the same show that aired last Saturday in her time slot. Pirro was suspended by Fox after she read a scripted commentary questioning Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's patriotism on her March 9th broadcast, and it was criticized as Islamophobic. Fox publicly condemned the host's comments, and according to a source familiar with the matter, privately suspended her. Fox News declined to comment, though, and in recent days continued to say it won't elaborate on what it calls mere scheduling changes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.